The inconvenient truth is that only military action like Israel's 1981 attack on Saddam Hussein's Osirak reactor in Iraq, or its 2007 destruction of a Syrian reactor designed and built by North Korea, can accomplish what is required, Mr. Bolton wrote. Time is terribly short, but a strike can still succeed. Before he joined the Trump administration, Mr. Bolton advocated the overthrow of the mullah's regime in Tehran. Once in office, he told Voice of America that leadership change was not the objective of the administration. The news of Mr. Bolton's effort to find a way to strike back at Iran comes as evidence in rising that Tehran is considering, or at least threatening, to leave the nuclear agreement. The chief of Iran's nuclear program, Ali Akbar Salahi, an MIT-educated physicist who helped negotiate the deal, said on Sunday that Tehran has begun preliminary activities for designing a process for enrichment of uranium. The actual enrichment, which he said would be at 20% purity, just short of being sufficient to build a nuclear weapon, would violate the accord. Under its provisions, Iran could not enrich uranium at any significant quantities until 2030. But the Iranian government has been under pressure to respond to Mr. Trump's withdrawal and the reimposition of sanctions by the United States. European powers have been urging Iran not to leave the deal, fearing it would give the United States an excuse for military action. Mr. Salahi did not say what the preliminary activities were or give a timetable for action, but he said the country wanted to produce modern fuel for its Tehran Research Reactor, a small aging reactor that was given to it during the Shah's reign by the United States.